I've been intrigued by genealogy for many years, and I'm a geneticist, and I became aware that Prince William had this ancestor called Eliza Kewark, who was said to be Armenian, but lived in Surat, in Gujarat. And I wanted to find out more about this woman. What was she doing there? What was an Armenian doing there? And was she actually Indian? Mm. And could we use genetics to try to get to the bottom of this?
And you used a sample of royal saliva to do your research.
We didn't ask William for his own saliva, but there's actually a little piece of DNA that's inherited from mother to daughter to granddaughter down the generations. So to answer this question, all we had to do was to trace down, using family tree records, some mother line descendants of Eliza. And we found there were only two families, apart from Princess Diana's own family, who still carried this. And two people volunteered from those families to have their DNA tested with us.
And Eliza Kewark, this is Prince William's great-great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Yep.
What do we know about her life story?
It's a lovely story, actually, because it would seem that she and Theodore Forbes, his five great grandfather, had set up house together in Surat. He was from Aberdeen. He was quite wealthy, and he worked for the British East India Company, and she was his housekeeper. But they had at least two children, Catherine in 1812 and Alexander in 1814. But it seems at some point they split up, or there was trouble, because there are letters which have surfaced in Princess Diana's family, which are from Eliza asking Theodore to come back to her and these sorts of things. And the children were shipped to Aberdeen to be brought up in, I think, 1819. And actually, Theodore himself died at sea in 1820. So it's very, very romantic sort of story.
And there's a possibility that Prince William may well have distant relatives in India to this day.
Yes, Alexander was homesick for India. And so while Catherine stayed in Scotland and married into the Scottish gentry and became Princess Diana's ancestor, Alexander went back to India. And we don't know, but he may have descendants. He worked for the British East India Company, so there may be some royal cousins out there in Gujarat.
Well, exactly. We shouldn't overlook the fact that you say Surat in Gujarat, because we're essentially saying that Prince William not only has Indian ancestry, but Gujarati ancestry.
Yeah, he could well do. This piece of DNA is very, very rare. We only found it in 14 people in the world, and they're all from South Asia. 13 from India, one from Nepal.